Hello, you're listening to the Teach Computing podcast. It's a podcast that goes out each week, usually on a Friday. And my name is Alan O'Donoghue. I'm a computing teacher at Our Lady's Catholic High School in Preston, which is in the north of England. But today, I'm not in the north of England. Today, I'm actually in Cambridge, in Cambridgeshire. And I'm here for Cambridge Raspberry Jam. Now, this event today has been organised by Michael Horn, who's at Recantha on Twitter. That's R-E-C-A-N-T-H-A. And I'm going to go around today and talk to people who are teachers, people who work with teachers, people who've been to school to find out what are they doing with their Raspberry Pi and why they've come to the Raspberry Jam. So, I'm here with Tim Richardson, geeky underscore Tim on Twitter, and Michael Horn at Recantha. I just mentioned you just a moment ago. It's at R-E-C-A-N-T-H-A. So, you've done quite a lot of, you put a lot of effort into making it today happen.
Yes, a lot of effort.
Yep. Weekly meetings.
Yep.
When did the idea for, because today's an education event, when did the idea for that first occur to you?
Quite early on. It's always been one of our main reasons for having the jam. We started out very small, or Mike started out very small in the first jam, and we've just grown it each time to a stage where we feel that we can, we have enough to offer educationalists. And with the new curriculum coming up, I think a lot of them are maybe a little frightened by what's coming up in the curriculum, and we just want to tell them that the Raspberry Pi, what the Raspberry Pi is here for, and so we decided just before it goes, curriculum goes live,
let's give people lots of opportunities.
Yes,
and I've had a wander around already, and I've seen you've got not just one, but two spaces where there's hands-on seminars happening throughout the day that people have booked, and they all filled up really early in, in advance of the... Early in advance? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Minecraft sold out in an hour.
Gosh.
We had to actually take one of the workshops that we were going to run, cancel it, put another Minecraft one on, and we still got enough people on the waiting list to run another one.
Gosh. So you've got hands-on workshops. Around me here, I can see this... people who've brought along products that they're promoting, selling, whatever. Then there's a hands-on space up there where lots of people have brought...
Show and tell.
Yes. And then you've also got the auditorium for the talks as well.
Yep.
It must have taken hours and hours to pull all this together.
Well, we have about a two-hour meeting each week.
Yep.
We started this one in January. February.
I think I remember having phone calls with you around about that time, talking about what it, how it might emerge and develop. But you seem remarkably relaxed today. Is that because you've got a team of people?
Should have seen this earlier. we sort of developed a team of about 20 people who contribute ideas, but they also help us get set up on the day and just run the workshops, run the soldering workshops and that kind of thing. And we've got lots of people who have been before who are willing to help us.
Now, neither of you are teachers.
No, that's right.
But there's lots of teachers I know that are here. What would make somebody... why would somebody who's not a teacher want to organise like a learning event like this?
Well, I've got children, and I want them to have a good education in IT. I learnt nothing in IT at school, everything's self-taught, I just want them to get a better and improved education and to help with that. We're also, both of us are Raspberry Pi enthusiasts. We enjoy we both work in IT anyway.
And I think the other thing that's remarkable is you're not just thinking, right, well, that's it. I've noticed you've got other events. You've got one on the 5th of July.
Yep.
You're talking about, is it a Robot Wars one in November?
December. We've got a September event, which is going to be concentrating on building robots ready for the December. So we're planning it about a year ahead.
It's like every 2 months.
We had 3 months to prepare this one because we saw the list of stuff we wanted to do and realised we need more time.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, I'm going to go and talk to some people and find out what they think about the event. Thank you very much for putting this on.
Thank you very much.
So, hello. Can I ask who you are?
Hi, Alan. I'm Graham Taylor. I'm from Cornwall.
And you're a teacher?
I'm not, but my wife is. So I'm the geek, and my wife is definitely not the geek.
This sounds like a really good recipe.
You'd think so, but I have to have a lot more patience than I normally exercise.
So is your wife a computing teacher?
No, she's a primary school teacher, but because I'm into the Raspberry Pis, we've now got the school to buy 5 Raspberry Pis.
Right.
And I've started a website called raspberrypischool.org.uk.
Raspberry Pi dot school.
No,
Raspberry Pi School.
Raspberry Pi School, all one word.
raspberrypischool.org.uk. What will people expect to find if they...
The idea is very much aimed at primary schools.
Right.
Because I think there isn't a lot of information out there for primary schools. And the thing about primary schools is they don't normally have any dedicated IT staff.
Yes.
So all the logistics of setting up multiple Pis with multiple SD cards...
It's just not always practical, is it?
And you don't, in a primary school, have an IT specialist, even at a teaching level either. It's just somebody who gets lumbered with that task. So that's my wife at the moment.
So you've come up with some ideas that you're sharing on there? Are they...
That's right. Well, I'm kind of... my wife and her school are the guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then as that goes well, I then document what's done with a plan of putting the lesson plans up
there. So
you've
got a development cycle going on here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I want to... Because... My wife will drive what the resources need to be. It'll be everything they need to get started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not spoon-fed. It's very much take what you have, what you get from my website, and you'll have a lesson plan with midterm planning for a whole term.
And does your wife have a technical background?
No.
So in a way, perfect testing material.
Exactly. Yeah. It will be foolproof. Yeah. No offense to my wife.
Do they have a code club at the school?
No, we're deep in Cornwall. I bumped into Gordon earlier, who suggested...
Yeah, Gordon Henderson. Yeah.
Yes.
He's at Drogon.
Yeah.
Drogon. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He's a clever chap. Code Club is very much targeted after school.
And that's
where we are in Cornwall...
Because there's a lot of rural travel.
Yeah. And a lot of farming backgrounds, and there isn't a great deal of interest in computing.
Right.
Obviously, comes up September.
You're hoping to click your fingers and create this site that will make it more accessible to people.
I've got a full-time job, so this site does take third or fourth position because I've got other hobbies as well.
But. So what motivated you to do the site? What was your
reason for doing? I get the impression a lot of teachers don't share because they just don't have the time. And it's something I enjoy, and I thought, well, why not be a bit more altruistic and put that out there? Because I'll have fun putting stuff onto WordPress as well. So
that's brilliant. Yeah. Can people get in touch with you through Twitter?
RPI School.
So it's at RPI School, all one.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, Graham, enjoy the rest of the jam.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. So, can I ask who you are?
I'm Mike Mills.
You're a teacher?
I am indeed, yes, at the regional college.
And you've been teaching for 15 years, 20... How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching for approximately 1 year.
Oh, right. So are you in your NQT year at the moment?
I'm actually doing my second year of DELS.
Right, okay. And do you normally come to Raspberry Jams? Is this something you would normally do?
Yep, I've been to every single one at Cambridge, and I've also started running my own now in Peterborough.
Oh, wow. So you're a Cambridge veteran.
Yeah.
But you've started your own.
Yes.
And how does that one work in Peterborough?
We had the first one in March, April of this year, and that went really well. We got over 90 people attending. And we
90
did
people?
90
wow.
people. And we just wanted to see who would come first, and we wanted to try and attract as many school people as possible.
That must have been really scary. You've organised an event. Did you know that 90 people were going to turn up?
No. Well, we had 120 ticket sales.
Right.
And obviously, you never know how many are going to come. But yeah, I think the turnout was all right. 90 out of 120.
That's pretty incredible. What was your motive for organising a jam or even coming to a jam? What do you think is the point of them?
I think from the perspective of getting younger people involved with what I would consider as classic computing, that's the thing that makes me passionate about my teaching and getting people through school and into college to come to me so I can carry on getting their learning, getting their understanding up to par, and getting them to be productive people and something they actually enjoy. That's why I wanted to do it.
So these new computing curriculum changes this September 2014, do they affect you in what you're teaching?
To be honest, and I know this is really, really not the sort of thing I would possibly normally say, but I don't know whether it's going to affect me from a college level,
right?
Because I teach at VTEX, but certainly the people that are coming from school that it's going to affect curriculum wise, and coming to me thereafter, I would see it's going to affect the way they're going to do at college, because they're going to be a lot more prepared, they're going to have a lot more insight, a lot more understanding. So my level of teaching is going to be easy for me, because half the work's been done for me at school.
So you're teaching at college, are you teaching software development?
I do object-oriented programming, control systems, computer systems architecture, and I also do the boring stuff like business resources and other stuff, but it all intermingles and all intermeshes with each other as far as I'm concerned, because I'm from industry anyway.
So I imagine at an event like a Raspberry Jam then, you're going to see lots of ideas you can take back into your own classroom.
Yeah, I've seen tons of stuff today that I would definitely implement.
Was there something particular that really grabbed your attention?
I did like the Pybrella stuff, and I didn't realise Python was actually that easy, because I'm not a Python
man.
I'm a C and C++ man. I never touched Python, so certainly the Python stuff, definitely.
Do you see that example then? I was using an example of Python before, the coin tosser with the heads or tails. Were you able to spot any errors in that straight away?
But I think it's easy when you've done some coding to look at the general structure of stuff. I understand what a while is, I understand what import
sure.
is. Yeah. I didn't actually see you, you'd spelt it wrong.
Yes.
Right. But I need glasses. So.
I was trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
So let's just say there's some teachers listen to this podcast and there's somebody near Peterborough and they wanted to get in touch with you or come to the next Raspberry Jam. Is there a way, are you on Twitter or can they...
I am on
something?
Twitter, and I can't remember what my Twitter is now. It's DJ Mike Mills on Twitter.
And where was the jam held?
The jam was at the Peterborough Regional College, but it's actually hosted by University Campus Peterborough.
Well, Mike, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of today's jam.
Well, yeah, thank you very much.
So, can I ask who you are, please?
Okay, I'm Lindsay. I'm from Cambridge, and I am a FE teacher. I teach further education.
So that's like level 3 qualifications and upwards?
Yeah.
A-levels and...
At the moment I'm teaching English as a second language, which has nothing
okay.
to do with this.
So nothing to do with computing, really?
No.
Although there may be some tenuous links that we could make, perhaps.
Hopefully, yes.
You know, like interactive storytelling and things like this, possibly.
Yeah, anything's possible.
So, why do you come to the jam?
Okay, I've got a 7-year-old, and he's mad on Minecraft, and I really just didn't get it. I don't get it at all, so I'm here to try and...
7-year-old girl?
Boy.
Yeah. And you've brought him with you today?
No, I haven't. I had to leave him at home because I've been in the lecture hall all day, so...
Oh, okay. So, you've come kind of in work mode today, but there's bits of it where you're kind of acting as a parent as well.
Yeah.
So, your 7-year-old, is he fairly proficient in Minecraft?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Is this like the playing of it, really?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And has he delved into the Minecraft on the Pi?
No, I haven't got the Pi set up yet.
Right.
So, I only got it in the post yesterday.
Oh, okay. So you've got a Raspberry Pi. Do you know what to do with it now?
Yeah, I think I do, which is incredible. I didn't think that I would go away with quite as much as I've got. And they're so helpful here. It's a lovely community. And really.
So have you not been to things like this before?
I've been to Makespace.
Okay.
A few times. And I thought that was fantastic. Yeah. But nothing like this. This is really
so is there any... Have you made any notes of any ideas or anything you're going to take away
from
it?
I've got so many.
Yes?
So many. And it's inspired me to... I want to start a forest school as well. A forest school.
A forest school?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what one of those
forest
is.
Forest school is getting young children into the woods.
Okay.
And educating them.
Right.
And I can incorporate...
Do you mean like in an unplugged kind of state?
Yeah. In an unplugged, but I think there's space to plug in as well.
Yeah. Because I don't know if you've seen, but there's a lot of projects that people have done using alternative energy sources on the Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm. Would that link in with what you're talking about?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because
nature watching.
Because in some ways, the Raspberry Pi draws about as much current as a mobile phone does. So you can run it on batteries, solar panels. There's a boy, a 15-year-old, who ran a Raspberry Jam in Machynlleth in Wales. And at one of the jams, he demonstrated he had a solar-powered Raspberry Pi. So, Mindy, lovely to talk to you and enjoy the rest of the jam.
Thank you.
So, can you tell me who you are, please?
Yes, I'm Sway Grantham. I'm a year five teacher in a primary school. I blog and I tweet at Sway Grantham. And I'm just interested in all things technology and computing, really.
Now, the first I ever saw or heard of you was you were at the Milton Keynes Raspberry Jam. What motivated you to... I mean, do you live near Milton Keynes?
Did yes.
You
have
to, oh, you, okay.
So, I am Milton Keynes based, yeah. Which I was so excited. It works really nicely because there was the National Museum of Computing
That's
there.
That's right, yeah.
So alongside the sort of Bletchley and the Code Breakers with the Enigma machine, we've got a great site there. And I just happened to stumble across it. I'd been aware of Raspberry Pis, but I hadn't heard of any in education at that point. And I wanted to know if it was something I could take into school, but also I just like learning. So I thought I'd go along and see what it was and if it was something I wanted to get involved in.
And was it something?
Yes, definitely. So I went along a couple of years ago now to my first one and subsequently went to everyone for a month. It was amazing. You met a greater range of people than you would come across sure. in just normal educational circumstances.
Because they weren't all teachers, were
no.
they?
No. A lot of the people just had a genuine interest in it, but they would do stuff that I could never do, but my kids would love to see. Yeah. So there was a guy that had a Raspberry Pi in an Enigma machine, and you could understand how the Enigma machine works at decoding wow. because he had it set up via Wi-Fi. And to be able to take that back into school. And so I met this guy, they could see I was a lifelong learner, but also they could then be inspired to embark on computing projects from that.
So you went to a few. You didn't just go to one. You kept...
No, yeah. I went back each month. I mean, each month jams are very sort of, you come, you go, yeah, you show
fluid.
Things. So there's a load of different things happening. So you never saw the same... Well, sometimes you saw the same people twice. They were doing different things. You could get back in touch with that person you didn't get around to getting in touch with last time. Or you can take problems. I mean, the Raspberry Pi community is one like none other. There are a lot of techie communities, which hopefully doesn't cause offence, but they're a bit, you say a problem and they look at you like, oh my gosh, she doesn't know that.
It's kind of like an exclusive,
yeah.
And you have to earn your privileges and your rights to be in that community. And I never wanted Raspberry Jam to be like
No,
that.
And yeah, you yeah. always feel very yeah. self-conscious yeah. about asking a question in case it's the wrong question.
Yeah, or a stupid question.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the Raspberry Pi community, I've never found that. You can see that from the amount of blog posts and YouTube videos and the fact that people give up their weekends to come to jams and just yeah. chat to you about stuff. It's just so inspiring that there are these people that just enjoy doing it. They don't do it because of a job. They don't do it because they have to. They do it because it's fun. And that's great.
And some of them give up time in their holidays as well. Some people, even over the Easter holidays, spend 2 days in... What's the matter?
Yes. Some people go to Pi Academy yeah. in the Easter holidays for 2 days.
So what's Pi Academy?
Pi Academy was a two-day training event ran by the Raspberry Pi Foundation as a way to reach out to teachers who may have had no experience at all with a Raspberry Pi or may have had some experience with a Raspberry Pi, primary and secondary. And you got to go along for 2 days at headquarters, so it's very posh, and learn
towers.
And play Pi Towers, yes, yeah. learn and play. And honestly, it was like being back in a classroom full of excited people that just wanted to see what happened if you did this or this or this.
I really wanted to go and I couldn't. I was at home and I was reading the tweets and looking at the photos and stuff. And I kept thinking, oh, I really, really wanted to be there. It looked like it was amazing, the photographs and everything. So you got a little kit with... And there was like pencils and I saw the teddy bears and it just looked like such an amazing thing.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the foundation have organized it amazingly. You walked into the first room on the first day, it was like a classroom and you had a little name label and you had your table and your group, but you got given a swag bag with bits and pieces for you to play with a pie and stuff. And it was just like Christmas for me because they went, here's loads of stuff and we're going to show you what to do with it. And you could just have a go at things that you may not have wanted to buy in case you didn't get on with it, and you could try different things. You could think, this will work for me, this won't work for me, I could take this to the classroom. And then there were 20 other teachers there, so you'd go, I was thinking about this, and they go, oh my gosh, and that yeah. made me think about this.
Wow.
And one idea led to another, and it sort of created a network of teachers that are now going off and setting up their own Raspberry Pi networks amongst teachers
right.
in their own places where they came from.
That's the thing I was going to say. So what's the impact of it? I mean, have you gone now to your classroom back and thought, or in your school, oh, maybe we need to be looking at this. Or is there that kind of an impact?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've gone on first just to tell my children that yeah. I gave up 2 days of my holidays to learn loads of cool stuff. But then I'm setting up a Raspberry Pi networking group for teachers in Milton Keynes for anyone in Key Stage 1, 2, 3 or 4 that
Brilliant.
Are using them yeah. just to see what we're doing, what's in the area. And from there to make it what we wish in terms of how we want to organise it.
Does it worry you a little bit that they're going to perceive you as being the expert.
No, I'm very open about that. When I arrive, I know no more. I'm just willing to poke it. Or I know someone on Twitter that can probably find out the answer. And that is it. It's, you tell the children all the time not to be afraid of making a mistake. Then you need to follow your own advice and not worry about the fact that you're not an expert and you don't know the answer to everything, but you can try and find out.
It sounds like it was a fantastic experience. Will, are there any plans to ever run this kind of thing again?
Yes. I know that there are. They are accepting applications until the 30th of May for the next round. I believe there are two dates in June and a following two in July. But if you go to the, if you Google PyCademy, it comes up with the Raspberry Pi Foundation website, and then they'll be able, you'll be able to find the application, everything you need to do there.
So are you this enthusiastic and excited about everything? Because you come across as really passionate.
I am slightly eccentric in the way that my children will probably tell you I do get overexcited about a lot of things, but it's particularly good about the Raspberry Pis.
Can I ask you a little bit more about, you're a Key Stage 2 teacher in a primary school?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you the coordinator across the whole of school as well? You must be a little bit worried, terrified perhaps, about this, the new curriculum changes from September.
I've sort of surpassed that. A year ago, maybe, I was terrified. I've done a lot of work through chatting to people and networking. My worry now is for my colleagues.
Yeah.
I know I've got my head around it. I know what I'm doing, but it's about preparing them. I've been doing a lot of work with things like digital leaders and getting groups of children set up so that they can go out and support staff. They're coming to insets with me so that they can show staff that it's not as scary. Don't be afraid of it. But also it's going to be a very fluid few years because we can't start teaching the 5-6 curriculum in 5-6 next week because they've not learned 1, 2, 3 and 4 yet. So it's very much going to evolve and going to grow as we try it. And it's about not being worried to make changes and go, right, that didn't work. That was far too advanced to start with. Let's take it back a step.
I mean, networking it's great if you've got it. We've mentioned Raspberry Jams and we've talked about PyCademy. Are there any other networks that you're...
Definitely. Raspberry Pi-wise, if you go on to the Raspberry Pi Foundation, they have a forum there, which everyone from PyCademy signed up to. So you've got the network of those. But there are plenty of people. You don't have to have been through PyCademy to go there, ask questions. It can be technical questions like this isn't working, or it can be, I want to plan something to do with Brazil and a Raspberry Pi. Can you tell me any ideas? And from there, you've got a bank of teachers that are willing to do so. YouTube is a great resource. There are so many cool guys that you meet that have got channels, blogs as well. There's so much out there to support
you. I was really hoping you were going to mention computing at school.
sorry.
Because, we've had James Robinson here. We've had Graham Hastings, and they're some of the master teachers in Cambridge. But also, as well as that, Sophie Dean was here from Code Club Pro, talking about what they're trying to do to support particularly primary schools with the new curriculum. Now, I need to breathe for a moment. But there was something else. What was it else I was going to mention? No, it's gone. Minecraft. Did you see any of the Minecraft workshops today?
There was a Minecraft workshop at PyCademy as well. So I've seen Craig's talk a few times. It's the biggest in with children. I know teachers that have developed whole topics of terms on it for English, for maths, for everything, because it's such an engagement tool. And there was a bit of a debate about girls versus boys. Personally, I don't have a problem with getting girls interested, whether it's the fact that I'm a female role model in that sense. But at primary, definitely. In fact, I probably have slightly more girls than boys interested in staying behind after school and doing lunchtime clubs to experience computing type things.
I'm worried about making generalizations, but I can't help but feel that at 8 or 9 years old, the gender gap is not perceived as being as wide as when girls get to 13, 14 and boys are, and they start to
have their own identity.
That's right. And it really, they always have their own identity, but they really start to forge their own identity and develop it. And that becomes, I think, a little bit more obvious. I know what I was going to mention, which was, in a way, I'm a little bit jealous of the primary school teacher, because there's a tendency with computing for it to be seen as very, very narrow. And this is what computing is. But within primary, you've got the ability, haven't you, to seed it across all of the curriculum, and especially when we talk about something like Minecraft. They can start exploring historical narratives and things, can't they? With like, wonder if we modelled a village that was built with this and a house was built with that. I mean, I know these are sort of contrived examples. Can you see how the Raspberry Pi within primary curriculum could be seeded across other subjects?
Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, again, it's that idea that with computing, you're just creating things that you can use anywhere. You're making something do what you want it to do. So if you want it to be lighting up LEDs with a map over the top showing you where these type of animals live in the world, or if you want it to show you something else, you are in control of it. You program it. So therefore, there's always a subject it can go into. I mean, anything from programming a personal trainer in Python so that it gives you commands of how many jumps to do and a random number generator for jumps and skips and hops and different things like that to bring it into your PE.
You need to save some of your ideas now, because I'm going to ask if you can mention how can people, you have a blog, you're on Twitter, how can people get in touch with you and then they can find out more of your ideas?
I'm at Sway Grantham, Sway as in S-W-A-Y, like the verb, Grantham, on Twitter. And my blog is swaygrantham.co.uk. So if you Google me, there tends not to be many. So you usually find me.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.